This episode is powered by BOSP, Test Squad, and Mallow Made the Beat. Welcome to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4, in Friday's edition titled, You Big Dummy. Now, I'm just going to start this off by talking about Robert Kraft, the New England Patriots owner, getting caught in a prostitution ring. First off, I'm going to start off by saying this man is worth $6.3 billion. There's no way that even remotely in a common world that, I'm just going to keep it 100. There's no way that he should even be having to pay for it. Pay for girls, pay for time, pay for services, pay for company. You got everything you need. You got $6.3 billion and you got caught playing around. So, according to CNN, and I quote, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is being charged with two counts of soliciting someone to commit prostitution stemming from a raid in a day spa in Florida. Kraft, 77, was linked to a sting that had been going on for months, and I mean 8 months. And his charges relate specifically to two different visits to the Orchids of Asia day spa in the city of Jupiter. Charges have been filed, but he has not been arrested. A spokesperson for Kraft denied that he had committed a crime. And I quote, we categorically denied that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity because it is a judicial matter. We would not be commenting further, the spokesperson said. Okay, now just time out right there. So why are they having to issue a statement denying the claims when he done been charged? That's number one right there. That's how you know that it's some duty in the game. Now, the second off, let me just get into the fact that this man is worth $6.3 billion, not million, billion. As in 16 digits. That's 16 sets of zeros. 18 if you include the two behind the dots. So why is he having to pay for it? And I'm just going to be real. There's no reason that you can give me that if a man has $6.3 billion, everything is not at his disposal. I'm having a hard time with this one, but we're going to talk about it. And I'm going to dig into another fact that, you know, let's fast forward to after these claims, because we know how this is going to go. And this is just my opinion. This is not fact. This is not speculation. This is just purely my opinion. So what's going to happen is Goodell, or as some people call it, the Fuhrer, they're going to slap Robert Kraft on the wrist. They're going to say, hey, you ain't supposed to be doing this. You're going to have to issue a statement, do some damage control, and he's going to go on about his business because he's an owner. And with that said, I feel like that there is a triple standard, not a double standard, a triple standard, because this isn't the first time that NFL owners and owners have gotten in trouble. Let's talk about the Isaiah Thomas situation. You know, so that was when he was running the Pacers. So these things have been going on for a long time. And getting back to this Robert Kraft situation, you know, he was one of CNN reporting 20 people. I've got reports that it was over 100 people that were charged in this prostitution ring. And this goes back. This has been going on for 8 months. So the health department was the ones, the health department was the whistleblower. And they have they have duties that they have to uphold and take care of as far as all that goes. But they are the ones that gave the tip to start this investigation. And this is bigger than what everybody's thinking it is. And if you haven't already heard, this thing stems up and down the East Coast as far as, you know, New York and even as far as China. So this isn't just like a isolated incident. This isn't just a case where where they randomly run up on somebody and they catch them in the act of trying to pay for it. No, this has been orchestrated. They have their T's crossed and their I's dotted. And they was ready and they pulled the trigger. And Robert Kraft got caught up in the mix. So, with that said, Robert Kraft, you get the Big Dummy Award for Friday. R. Kelly, you a big dummy too. So, they done charged R. Kelly with 10 counts of sexual abuse. So, check it. There is no way in this earth that you are going to beat this and you got the money to beat this. Because first off, Sony got all your masters. They pulled your music off from the shelf. So you don't have no income coming in. You might have some income put up, but that's all of that. That's that on that, as my little brother say. So according to TMZ, and I quote, prosecutors hit him with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse Friday morning. According to the complaint, the allegation include oral and vaginal sex with a girl between the ages of 13 and 17. The complaint says he transmitted his semen onto the body for the purposes for Robert Kelly's sexual gratification or arousal by use of threat of force. So now that count by itself is a class 2 felony in the state of Illinois. And so you get a max of 3 to 7 at 100%. So, on top of that, two more women came out and said that he done that. They testified to a grand jury. So, I don't know how more complex this can get. All this is doing is just making his... It's over. It is a wrap. It is a wrap. I can't understand why you a grown man trying to play some little girls. And let me reiterate the fact that I'm a father. I got three. Me and my wife had three beautiful children. We had three beautiful girls. And let me just go back to the beginning where I say that there is no way that neither me or my wife will allow our children to leave our home out of our supervision to go be with a grown man to further their career. Point blank, period. End of story. Wrap it up. Send it UPS air. So there's a small part of me that understands chasing dreams because I am an artist myself. And at the same time, why would you all agree just on a word of somebody that you don't know that it would be okay for you to allow your girls to leave with a man out of state and go be in his house for X amount of time? And we're not talking about a day. We're not talking about hours. We're not talking about maybe a meeting or 30 minutes. We're talking about months. And I mean months. So with, and then you get your contact cut off on top of that. Where's the thought process going? I mean, were people just completely complacent with the fact that my daughter is with a man, a grown man who's trying to help them with their career and they don't have no contact with them? Man, go take that across the street, Bubba. Nobody's trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that. My wife is not trying to hear that. I can't speak for the whole American people. I can't speak for them. I can speak for most of me and my wife's decisions because we're on the same page with things, and that will not happen, period. So R. Kelly, you get the Big Dummy Award for the year. You in the top three category. You in the top five of Big Dummy Awards for the year already. So Nike is catching a bunch of smoke. Matter of fact, they took a huge hit in the pocket today from the Zion Williams injury when they were playing Duke. As the story goes, 33 seconds in the game, Zion Williams, Nike, PG 2.5s, they blew out, causing him to have an injury on the slide as he was, making a way to the paint area. So first off, I'm going to start out with the tweet that Puma put out saying that wouldn't have happened if Zion was wearing Pumas. Okay, first, that was the first strike. Puma deleted the tweet. A day later, that next morning, and then over the next 48 hours, Nike lost $1 billion. I'm thinking actually it's $1.6 billion. I'm thinking if I'm correct. That's 1%. While Adidas and Puma stock went up 2%. So this is the first time that this has happened with Nike shoes. Now I can remember when I was playing, we didn't have these incidents. You know, Nike is the standard of basketball shoe. It's like you can't go to a gas station and not have gas. You won't go to a basketball court, or you won't go near anything that has to do with basketball and not see Nike in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So this brings me to this. So Isaiah Thomas, he plays for the Nuggets. He tells Zion to stop playing college ball ASAP and wait for the NBA. So this is where I kind of have I'm kind of on the fence about this, because he's arguably going to be the number one player coming out of the draft, even if he stays for the draft. I mean, he's a number one pick easy because of what he does on the floor and what he brings to the table. So even Boogie is telling them to sit down, and I quote, Boogie tells Zion that college basketball is bull and thinks Zion should prep for the next level. And I quote, knowing what I know now, college basketball is bullshit. And he advises Zion Williamson to get ready for the NBA. Now, Kenny the Jet Smith, great North Carolina player, he tells Zion that iron sharpens iron. And you know, this term has been around for a long time, which means that you have to get some experience to be able to play at that level for that long. But at the same time, Adam Silver, the proposal to lower in the draft age is coming out on the table for the execs and everybody to vote on. So in that respect, why would you lower the age limit to go in the NBA draft? What's going to happen is going to turn it more to a business. That love is gone and loyalty is gone because it's business and it's all about numbers and it's all about rating. You're taking away from the love of the game. So in that respect, I'm going to say, Adam Silver, you'll run up for the Big Dummy Award for the day. Juicy Smollett, you big dummy. You done paid two dudes to beat you up, and now you done bought yourself a felony. According to TMZ, Juicy Smollett betrayed the trust of his Empire co-workers and damaged the show's image, and now several cast members want him off immediately. And I say immediately. So they're told of many of the Empire actors are furious and feel that if Fox honchos don't fire Juicy, he should quit on his own because he doesn't deserve a spot on his show. So now that you done shot yourself in the foot and you done beat your own self up in front of TV and went on TV and lied about it, so now everybody looking at you like fool, and I don't even want to talk about all the memes I done seen. I done seen memes with Bill Cosby braiding his hair. You know, I done seen Nike memes with just do it. Even if you gotta beat yourself up, don't beat yourself up. You know, and I lost my tax check because I got beat up at McDonald's. And you know, y'all know what we're gonna do with it. Y'all know we got to talk about it. Y'all know that the media, we are part of the media, and we are going to eat this alive. You have ran your name in the ground, not us. We only see what happens. So to Juicy, congratulations. You have awarded yourself the Big Dummy Award for Friday.